Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Grain held hostage because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine is deepening the global food crisis. Before the Ukraine war began, the country was the world's fourth largest exporter of corn and the fifth largest exporter of wheat. Now those agricultural products cannot get out of Ukraine's ports because of Russia's blockade, leaving dozens of countries desperate.
Yeah, so that's quite a bit of a problem. The report goes on.
Truly, failure to open those ports in Odessa region.
Footage obtained by CNN from Melitopol, Zaporizhia, allows us to see what President Zelensky's administration is calling food terrorism. Trucks bearing the white Z symbol of the Russian military stealing Ukrainian grain, bringing it to Russian-held Crimea.
This is not just a strike at Ukraine. Without our agrarian exports, dozens of countries in various regions of the world have found themselves on the brink of food deficit.
So that's one angle of the whole war in Ukraine. I did the same thing President Bush did.
Wow. That's weird.
That's one aspect of the whole war in Ukraine is what it's doing to the food and the agriculture and everything like that. There's also this, the loss of life, and do we want big, powerful countries to be able to invade smaller countries and take them over? And the world is mostly saying no. The Senate voted 86-11 yesterday to pass the $40 billion Ukrainian aid package. It's the most bipartisan major bill that has passed in decades in Washington, D.C. That blockade is becoming a bigger problem, and there is some news burbling around on the internet yesterday about us sending them some pretty sophisticated anti-ship weaponry with this aid package to try to do something about those ships that are creating the blockade to keep the wheat from moving and all that sort of stuff.
That's a sticky wicket. I'm just thinking it through. Given the unity of not only NATO, but quite a number of countries outside of NATO as well. And yeah, I know the risk of nuclear war, blah, blah, blah. But if you have, and I haven't seen the figures recently, but if you have 5 million, 10 million, what, 100 million people at serious risk of starvation because of the blockade, combination of the wheat literally being blocked and all the other commodities being blocked and what that will do to global commodities prices. Because remember, rich countries like ours, thank God, it can get as bad as it can get pretty much. And everybody's going to have enough to eat. But countries that can barely afford to fill to feed their people, nobody's going to give it to them for free. So the ripple effect is going to be enormous. So at what point does the world say, okay, 100 million people starving, that's no good. We're breaking your blockade, Vlad. Sorry, but we're breaking it. If you want to fight us, go ahead and fight us. But there ain't no more blockade.
That's a damn good question right there. That is completely separate from, is Ukraine worth fighting for? The number is that I heard yesterday was 400 million people.
Okay. Wow.
That they believe will be at risk of serious not getting enough food, if not starvation, because of this. You're right. That's a completely different topic for the rest of the world. 400 million people at threat of starvation? Does the world say, we ain't putting up with this? That's a good one.
Yeah, I don't, and like I said, it is a sticky wicket. I'm just kind of thinking it through, what dynamics will be in play and how they're likely to go. I'm sure the conversation is being had, probably pushed by those most closely involved in global food questions. That'll be an interesting one to keep an eye on.
Yeah, so here's another thing to keep an eye on, and I don't know how Russia is going to handle this. So, you know, there are over 1,000 soldiers that were still in that steel plant when they finally gave up. I mean, I don't know if you had read any of the articles or saw any of the pictures, but you had guys with no legs and no arms, and I mean, they're in bad shape. Anyway, so
and no medication to treat open wounds. You can probably draw your own conclusions, doctor.
So they are now Russian. They're prisoners of war in the hands of the Russian military. And over the last couple of days, if you've been following this story, the Ukrainians had their first trial of a Russian soldier who had murdered some old guy in the street. Terrible story. And this kid is young, this Russian soldier. Mm-hmm. Do you watch any of this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
He's a kid.
He is a kid, and he looks scared and sad. And he said to the guy's wife in the trial, he's in this cage in the courtroom. And they had to move it to a different courtroom because of the media crush that was there. I mean, just to back up for a second, how different is Kyiv than Vladimir Putin thought it was going to be in May of 2022?
Sure.
In that you got Mitch McConnell having a meeting with Zelensky and a trial going on in a courtroom with the press from around the world there of one of your soldiers in Kyiv. That's not exactly you taking over the city and putting in a new president and all that sort of stuff. But anyway, they had this Russian kid in there who says his commander screamed at him and he panicked. And he shot this old guy in the street for nothing, basically. Murdered him. And he begged for forgiveness from the guy's wife. I mean, it was just as tragic as anything could be. It's the whole war is hell. War is hell because it is on every different level that you can possibly imagine. Anyway, Russia's reaction to the fact that the Ukrainians are putting their soldiers on trial is they said, well, we're going to put these 1,000 dudes that surrendered to us in the steel plant on trial. We believe they're Nazi terrorists. So if Russia decides to go through with that and have some sort of fake trial with a punishment of who knows what?
Almost certainly death.
Almost certainly death. That is going to be a major incident.
They will use them as hostages, 100%. There is no moral depravity that Vladimir Putin is unwilling to go to. No level.
That's going to be the sticky point over the next couple of weeks, I think. Because these people need medical aid. They need to be treated well no matter what. And if Russia is going to go through with their whole fake Nazi trials for these dudes, whew.
Well, it's classic Putin, classic Kremlin, that if you capture one of their spies, they snatch a businessman off the street and say, yeah, he's
right.
A spy.
Right, yeah.
Just to cloud the waters and give it that everybody's calling everybody a spy feel, so you don't know what to believe.
What was the point of the trial that Ukraine put on of the Russian soldier?
I almost wish they hadn't.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Is this doing you any good?
I think they were trying to make the point that, hey, Russian soldiers, you will be held to account for your war crimes. And I completely understand
that. Sure.
At the same time, though, we end up with what you ended up with Putin saying, yeah, I can do that too, and I can do it better. Which is a hell of a situation.
Boy, if you could get some, if you end up capturing some commander at a fairly high level and you want to have a trial about all the troops he ordered into this town and that town and raping and pillaging and whatnot, maybe, but god dang it, this kid who got screamed at by his boss, who probably doesn't want to be there in the first place, freaked out and shot this dude. I just don't know if that did them any good. Maybe domestically it did, because I'm sure all the Ukrainians want to see Russian soldiers punished, and so do I.
Yeah, yeah. And it was a war crime, no doubt.
Oh, but, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I just, this is so ugly and getting uglier.
Yeah, New York Times editorial board, their lead editorial yesterday was, Americans are not prepared for how ugly this is going to get this summer. Which is pretty interesting.
Oh, great. Good. Welcome to Friday, everybody. Hello. Oof. Clearly, I'm not prepared.
Hmm. Anyway, that's
can I get prepared on Monday?
That's where I'm seeing a quote right up there now from President Zelensky. There is hell going on in Donbass right now. Yeah, they are just, the Russians are just shelling the heck out of that area of the country. Indiscriminately, as they do, so just blowing up houses and schools and bus stations and people walking down the street to try to find some food to eat are being murdered. So, yeah, ugly, ugly situation. That's where things are in Ukraine right now. That's probably enough of that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a lot of money flowing to Ukraine. Perhaps BLM, Black Lives Matter, could send some. They're still sitting on $42 million.
Oh, wow. They didn't get it all spent.
$42 million.
Should have spent that before you got caught.
Yeah.
Buying houses and giving them out to family and friends.
Way to go, frantic, pathetic American corporations hurling money willy-nilly at Marxists in the name of, I don't know, something or other to do with race. Just, you know, if you learn to laugh at the foibles of humanity instead of being made angry about it, it helps.
Well, and like,
it helps get through the day.
And like all Marxists, they aren't really Marxists. They're just thieves.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do Black Lives Matter? Of course. Every single one of them do. Does the Black Lives Matter organization represent that feeling? Certainly not.
No, it's a for-profit, for their own personal profit enterprise. So they can have cool cars and nice houses.
And they do. So they're successful. It's an American success story.
We probably should touch on what Elon Musk is up against. Bad day for Johnny Depp in the trial yesterday, I felt like. And a bunch of different stuff we can get to. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We talk a lot about real life versus media life, and there are stories that are in the media that are important, and you don't discuss in your real life, I suppose it works that way, but I just ended up in a conversation in the hallway about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. I don't end up in conversations in the hallway about the wheat shortage in America or baby formula or any other of the news stories. So it's just, I just find that interesting. And we got a little more on the Johnny Depp trial. There was some celebrity witnesses yesterday, and
it's tawdry. It's shameful. I won't participate.
Oh, it's a
It was so bizarre. And so grotesque.
And so grotesque.
So grotesque.
that is so strange and funny. Oh,
I know it. I love that clip so much.
Can I hear it one more time?
It was so bizarre and so grotesque.
He sounds like he's like the MC for some old variety show. You'll find this act so bizarre and so grotesque. Here they are, the flying Bellinis.
It was so bizarre and so grotesque.
And so grotesque. Oh, god dang it, that is funny. Anyway, more on that later. Business Insider, which is a real publication, not just tabloidy. Elon Musk, the world's wealthiest man, paid a flight attendant $250,000 to settle a sexual misconduct claim against him in 2018, according to Business Insider. So $250,000 to a flight attendant to, I was going to use the term cover up, but that's prejudicial. Sometimes you're not covering something up. You're just ending a claim that you believe you don't. It never happened, but whatever. If this stops by me giving you $250,000, fine. Did it happen or not? I don't have the slightest idea, but here's what it says. The attendant worked as a member of the cabin crew for SpaceX's corporate jet fleet. She accuses Elon of exposing his erect penis to her, rubbing her leg without consent, and offering to buy her a horse in exchange for an erotic massage.
Wow.
Will you give me a massage? No. How about if I give you a horse?
That's so strange and so grotesque.
It was so bizarre and so grotesque.
You can hear the smile. And there's no way of ever knowing if this happened or not.
Yeah, Business Insider is pretty far left. I'm not denying it happened, but grain of salt.
The incident took place in 2016, so this is 6 years ago. Is alleged in a declaration signed by a friend of the attendant and prepared to support the claim. The details in the story are drawn from a declaration, blah, 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 blah. It's like all of these stories, always the same, right? And it's one of the reasons they're so troubling is it's practically impossible to get to the bottom of whether or not they happened. Super rich people get accused of these sorts of things semi-regularly by people who just want to make money. Who knows?
We have worked with... Not one, but at least two that I remember. People who sued for completely fictional reasons, knowing they could get a payday.
We have also worked with a guy who exposed his erect penis to a salesperson.
Mm.
So it happens.
Mm-hmm.
If I were inclined to engage in sexual harassment, this is unlikely to be the first time in my entire 30-year career that it comes to light. Elon wrote, calling the story a politically motivated hit piece that is coming out. Well, I don't know if you were listening to the show yesterday, but Elon put out a tweet saying, for a variety of reasons, he no longer is going to vote Democrat. He's voted Democrat his entire life. He doesn't think he's ever voted for a Republican, but he's more likely to vote for Republicans now because the Democrats have gotten so wacky. And he said,
well, as he said specifically, they've become the party of division and hate.
And then he said in his tweet, now wait for the Democratic hit job to come my way as they try to take me down. Popcorn emoji.
Right.
And the next day, there's a national story about him exposing himself to a flight attendant. So I don't know. Seems rather odd, doesn't it?
Funny that should come out now since there are no developments in the case, right? It's just, hey, by the way, did you hear this?
If I was an Elon hater, I suppose I would say that Elon knew the Business Insider was putting this story out today and wanted to create they're just going to smear me before it came out.
I think they're going to smear him. In fact... Elon Musk called out on Twitter a Twitter executive who was caught mocking the billionaire's Asperger's syndrome. He saw the Project Veritas videos that we've been talking about. We played you a couple of samples. The audio is iffy, but it's pretty good. He has Asperger's, so he's special, said this. What's this? Alex Martinez, engineer at Twitter. You're special needs. You're literally special needs. So I can't even take what you're saying seriously. He added, Musk did not take those comments lightly, etc.
Would you rub my naked body? No. I'll give you a horse. Mm. Oh, okay, for a horse. Well,
what kind of horse?
Would that it were.
No, not John Kerry.
And may I look it in the mouth? We don't have time to finish this story, but if you haven't heard some of the specific things said by Project Veritas, said by the Twitter executives, If you've ever had a friend, and we had a friend, I hope he's still a friend, Positive Sean, our producer, our old producer, used to say, no, Twitter removes accounts on the right and left. They're equal. Just people on the right complain about it more. Well, the words of a Twitter executive himself will counter that notion.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Joe Biden believes if gas is $5 a gallon or $6 a gallon or $10 a gallon, that if he imposes enough pain, that eventually everyone will have this epiphany and get rid of that truck or get rid of that minivan, and everyone will go buy an electric car.
That's obviously Ted Cruz. Nobody sounds like Ted Cruz. There's a lot of truth to that. I don't know if Joe Biden specifically wants that, or if he's just being friendly to the left part of his party that believes that. But there are plenty of people that cheer high gas prices, thinking it'll drive us into electric cars. The reason there are so many more electric cars in California than anywhere else, half of the electric cars in America are in California, is because the gas is so high.
Well, that's been the stated policy of several European countries for a very long time. That's why their gas prices are so high, or their taxes, rather, to drive people into tiny little cars and or hybrids and or electric vehicles.
Yeah, and I saw a business story this week that said this summer, because gas prices typically go higher in the summer, some states have taxes kick in the summer, gas prices usually go higher. They think the national average could hit $6 this summer. If the national average is $6, because of the high, it's the highest it's ever been in history at $4.60 right now, roughly. What is it going to be in California? $8?
Could be $7.50, certainly. Yeah, with the summer blend being required.
Holy crap! What will that do to the driving economics?
It's like Sam Adams summer brew, but more flammable. The special summer blend of California gas.
If that happens, we'll have plenty of time to talk about it. Also, this...
It's maybe the regular gasoline with 10% Merlot.
There were three U.S. high school graduations that ended in shootings in a 24-hour span yesterday. We can get into the details of that later if you want to. But back to Elon Musk's penis.
No. Why are you repeating the rantings of a left-wing publication? What are you trying to accomplish here? I won't have it. All right, I'll have a little of it.
So Business Insider is reporting that Elon Musk paid a flight attendant $250,000 to settle a sexual misconduct claim against him in 2018. The incident was in 2016. Elon Musk says, if I was this kind of guy, you think it would be this would be the only time it's ever come out in 30 years, which is not a bad argument at all. You tend to be this sort of person or not. And, yeah. So the incident is from 2016. So here you go. The flight attendant told her friend that the billionaire SpaceX and Tesla founder asked her to come to his room during a private plane flight in 2016. It's the sort of private plane, apparently, where you have your own room. Would you like to come to my room? You got to nice. Be pretty rich to be able to say that on a plane. Anyway, he asked her to come, the flight attendant, to come to his room for a full body massage. Is that part of the flight attendant job? Mm-hmm.
Seems like an odd request.
When she arrived, the attendant found that Musk was completely naked except for a sheet covering the lower half of his body. During the massage, the declaration says, Business Insider claims they've got the declaration from the court case and the $250,000 settlement. I don't know if Elon has denied the settlement. If he has, I certainly haven't seen that. That doesn't mean he's guilty, of course. When she arrived, she found Musk naked except for the sheet. During the massage, Musk exposed his genitals, then touched her and offered to buy her a horse if she would do more, referring to the performance of sex acts. The attendant, who rides horses, declined and continued with the massage without engaging in any sexual conduct. The attendant is not for sale, the friend's declaration said. She's not going to perform sexual favors for money or gifts. So that's.
But she will go into the private plane room and give him a mostly naked rub down, just so it doesn't include his naked wang. I don't know. This whole thing seems very odd to me.
Well, that's why I hate these stories. Yeah, the whole Me Too movement during, and I'm glad that a whole bunch of scumbags, like real awful people that ought to be executed, got caught and punished. But then you get into stories like this. Okay, he doesn't get to, I don't know, what are the rules? Why are you giving a naked man a massage on a plane as a flight attendant? Is that part of your job? Don't yeah, do that.
Yeah, that's way, 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 way too far. I don't, I'm not buying it. Sounds like garbage to me, honestly.
He whipped out his thing, said the friend. He started to proposition her, then offered her the horse. I don't know why I find that part funny.
Yeah, clearly.
How about if I give you a horse?
This is better documented. Speaking of Twitter and Elon Musk and that sort of thing, the Project Veritas people videotaping various Twitter senior engineers and business people talking about how Twitter actually is behind the scenes. Featuring senior engineer Siru Miragasan, who was caught saying Twitter, quote, doesn't believe in free speech. And a capitalist like Musk, he's going to come into conflict with the command team, the management team, who he described as being, quote, socialist and commie as F. Ideologically, it doesn't make sense, like, because we're actually censoring the right and not the left. So everyone on the right will be like, bro, it's okay to say it. Just got to tolerate it. The left will be like, no, I'm not going to tolerate it. I need it censored or else I'm not going to be on the platform. So it does that on the right. It's true. There is bias. Now, what he might be saying in a lawyerly way from his other comments, I don't think so, but he's saying, look, the right says no censoring. Okay, that's easy. The left says censor or we're leaving the platform. So we censor.
But so what is the, you were just talking about Business Insider as a left-wing publication. I got a story here from the Washington Post. They're a left-wing publication. Both of those publications would claim they're not. So how is that different than Twitter claiming, no, we're not left-wing, but they clearly are? Isn't it all the same thing?
Behind the scenes, they proudly announced that, yeah, we are. We are absolutely left-wing, which is the point of the report.
Yeah. But is that shocking or extra untoward because it's social media or because the Washington Post, I gotta believe behind the scenes, the employees know they're left wing, even though they claim they're not. I don't know. All these organizations full of young people are left wing.
Well, I'm not sure I see your point. So you're like against me talking about this or
no,
I mean, because
no.
If there was an internal meeting at the Washington Post and the minutes came out in which they took some sort of sacred vow of leftitude, I mean, I would bring you that.
No, but they will. So, well, does that make it a Well, are there people that don't believe that, that Twitter's left wing? Are there still people holding on to the fact that they think it's down the middle? Yeah, that's ridiculous. You're a crazy person if you think that.
That is ridiculous, and they are crazy. But yes, in answer to your question, there are still people who believe that. It's just kind of interesting to hear them describe it in their own words. Mm-hmm. Some of my colleagues are like super left. They're like, this would be my last day. We could revolt against it, et cetera.
Wow, Elon's going to have a problem. If you buy a business and all the employees quit, what have you purchased?
Yeah, no kidding. The final funny part of these, you know what? I'll get to it. It is quite ironic. The final part of the Project Veritas tape that I loved, after a quick word from our friends at Simply Safe Home Security, who are the best choice to protect your home from the vagrants and bums and junkies, criminals, porch pirates, and scumbags who want to make your home less livable, rather. Also, for what it's worth, red flag day in the West right now, fires. As well, Simply Safe Home Security covers you from a whole bunch of different threats.
One of the things Hansen found in the druggie camp behind the building was a big, Amazon box that was unopened. They'd grabbed it from somewhere. You have packages disappearing from your place. You could get one of those Simply Safe cameras so you can catch people when that happens. There's all kinds of 24/7 monitoring that goes on when you have Simply Safe, and you can get it for less than $1 a day. You go to their website, click around, customize the system for your needs. You set it up yourself in less than 30 minutes. No long-term contracts. Now all of a sudden you're protected. How do you not look into this?
And that high-def wireless outdoor camera that has night vision as well, so you can see faces and license plates at night, that could really lead to somebody getting prosecuted and put in jail. Go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Go today. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. Customize the perfect system for your home. simplysafe.com/Armstrong. So this Project Veritas videotape, one of the things this senior engineer talks about is, hey, we got warned, by the way, that groups like Project Veritas are targeting employees. They're active right now. These social groups use social engineering tactics to get close to employees and obtain video and stuff, blah, blah, blah. And so this executive says to the gal from Project Veritas, it's like some group that's just trying to out the employees, like they're trying to go on dates with them like this and record them and say, this is what a Twitter employee just said. You're lucky that you met me organically, because I'd be questioning everything about you.
Wow.
Whoops. Way to go, genius. Way to suss that out.
So I don't know where we're going with COVID this summer. I was talking earlier about when this is going to be over. We got a text from somebody who said, it's over when you decide it's over for yourself. It hasn't been a thing for me. Well, I declared COVID over for me a long time ago, but I still was wearing a mask the other day because I was at a thing where they are requiring masks. So whether I like it or not, it wasn't over at that moment. And I have a feeling they're coming back to the school soon. So on this new variant that's going around, here's something that's interesting I learned yesterday. The latest studies that they have. So the earlier variants of COVID, as I think we all know, you were most contagious right before you got the symptoms. That was one of the worst parts of the whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you were spreading it the most was before you got your symptoms, before you could know, oh boy, I might have this. I better stay away from people. That's when you're spreading it the most. This new one is similar but different in terms of spreading things. They think that you're most contagious 6 days after you get your symptoms.
No.
Yes.
No.
A full week after you get your symptoms, that's when you're the most contagious. So when people are going back to school and work and everything like that, that's when they're spreading it around. No wonder it's spreading like wildfire.
Well, in most people, it's a very, very mild thing for a couple, 2-3 days. So you're absolutely going to be out and about after 6 days.
Yeah, yeah. And that's when, you know, you're feeling better. Last week I had the COVID. When your friend is telling you that, that's when they're breathing you the most, the COVID, shedding the most COVID on you.
Yeah, wow. I want to see that backed up because that's so weird. I mean, having raised a bunch of kids and, you know, followed. I've been working the disease desk here at the Armstrong and Getty Show for many years.
Don't be humble. You dabble in epidemiology.
I do. I do. That's very, very weird for a virus. I'd like to see that substantiated.
Hmm.
I mean, it's probably more credible than the Elon Musk horse story you were trying to sell us earlier. But it still lacks the ring of truth, if you ask me. Oh, one more note. Ah, look how late it is. Oh, we got so much stuff to get to today. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
A horse? No? How about a rhino?
Wait a minute.
For a rhino?
Yeah, right. Go ahead, take that towel off. Let's get this on.
Oh, my God. Come on. More on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Yes, we're into graduation season. Graduation season always means commencement addresses that are either funny or inspirational or controversial from various celebrities. Here's Adam Sandler speaking at some fancy New York art school commencement.
Parents, listen to me. You guys really messed up. You might be supporting these kids for a very long time. They are not me. They are not leaving the nest anytime soon. This is a tough business they chose, but there's still time to talk them out of it. I'm trying to talk my kids out of showbiz, and they know Adam Sandler. Moms and dads, if you ever want to make love alone in your house again, somehow slip your kid's headshot to Mr. Martin Scorsese before this event ends. He'll love it, I promise. He's probably going to take the back exit out of here, so make sure you get there before he does. And do not take no for an answer. That's how Leo's mom did it.
Wow.
Speaking of people who don't care and don't That's need beautiful. To care. Yeah. That is funny. I'm trying to talk my kids out of show business, and they know Adam Sandler.
Oh, brother.
That is funny. And that that's it.
Speaking as a guy who may or may not have an offspring who has a fine arts degree, I'd say there's nothing I disagree with there.
But that's
I'm sorry, my offspring is out and working hard and making their way through life.
There you go. But that's Adam Sandler talking to one of your fanciest, you know, hardest to get into art schools in America in New York, full, I'm sure, very well connected rich parents, and saying, you have made a terrible mistake.
Yeah. No,
that is
kidding.
Hilarious. I hate to transition to this. 3 U.S. high school graduations end in shootings during a 24-hour span. Shots were fired at high school graduation ceremonies in 3 separate states, Tennessee, Michigan, and Louisiana, resulting in 1 death, 7 injuries during a 24-hour span. And it's all the stuff you'd expect it to be. You know, you got people around the ages of 17 and 18 years old involved in various gangish types of activities, and things get out of hand. And
the problem is not the guns. The problem is a culture of settling minor grievances with deadly violence.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all that sort of thing. I don't know if there's any overarching theme to that or anything we can do, but...
Speaking of education, quite a story unfolding on the campus of Princeton University. As you know, I went to Princeton once to pick up a pizza. Classics professor Joshua Katz, who was one of the few academics who spoke out against the extremist mobs that formed in the wake of the George Floyd slaying. Well, he's been targeted for loss of tenure and firing by the university president, one Christopher Eisgruber, according to the Washington Free Beacon. Here's what happened. After the George Floyd thing, it kind of sets up what happened. The Black Justice League, they called it, which was active on campus from 2014 until 2016, was a small local terrorist organization that made life miserable for the many, including the many black students who did not agree with its members' demands. Recently, I watched an Instagram Live of one of its alumni leaders who, emboldened by recent events and egged on by over 200 supporters who were baying for blood, presided over what was effectively a struggle session against one of his former classmates. It was one of the most evil things I have ever witnessed, and I do not say this lightly. The professor added, the BJL went after one fellow black student with particular vigor, verbally vilifying her in public at every possible opportunity, calling her all sorts of epithets and accusing her of performing white supremacy. Other students, as well as faculty administrators, were accused without evidence of being racists and white supremacists. So that's what he wrote. But because he has tenure, he at least in theory can't be fired for ideological nonconformism.
That's the whole point of tenure.
Right. You get to say provocative things, especially against the mainstream. Well, professors are barred from dating undergraduates. And quite a number of years ago, he dated in his late 20s or early 30s, he dated a 22-year-old, but she was an undergraduate. An investigation was had. He said, yeah, I did it. I broke the rules. I'm very sorry. He agreed to take a year of unpaid leave as punishment. The university agreed. Okay, we're done here. But then he dared say that thing about the radical black supremacist group, the Black Justice League. And so now the little Maoists of Princeton University are howling that that previous closed negotiation or negotiation and investigation should be reopened and that he should be fired for breaking the law, the rules back in 06. The former student, by the way, declined to participate in the investigation, which happened about 4 years ago. But the student paper is prompting a second investigation into the long closed matter. And this time the former student alleged harassment. Katz complained he was being subjected to double jeopardy. But last week, Eisgruber, the university president, recommended his termination. And the board of trustees is, quote, all but certain to fire Katz when it meets this week.
Yeah, and he talks about how colleagues won't be in a room with him or seen with him anymore once the mob turned against him.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. Is there a more poisonous pocket of ugliness than American universities in our culture? I don't know. It's tough to find one. Now, certainly not as large and well-populated as colleges and universities.
And obviously, tenure does not protect you from the unpopular speech.
Armstrong and Getty.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.